2 Samuel 14 through 15:22. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was drawn toward Absalom. So Joab sent a messenger to Tekoa, and brought a wise woman from there, and said to her, "Please follow mourning rites, and put on mourning garments now, and do not anoint yourself with oil, but be like a woman who has been mourning for the dead for many days. Then go to the king and speak to him in this way." So Joab put the words in her mouth. Now when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and prostrated herself and said, "Help, O king." And the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered, "Truly, I am a widow, for my husband is dead, and your servant had two sons. But the two of them fought in the field, and there was no one to save them from each other. So one struck the other and killed him. Now behold, the entire family has risen against your servant, and they have said, 'Hand over the one who struck his brother, so that we may put him to death for the life of his brother whom he killed, and eliminate the heir as well. So they will extinguish my coal which is left, so as to leave my husband neither name nor remnant on the face of the earth.' Then the king said to the woman, 'Go to your home, and I will issue orders concerning you.' The woman of Tekoa said to the king, 'My lord the king, the guilt is on me and my father's house, but the king and his throne are guiltless.' So the king said, 'Whoever speaks to you, bring him to me, and he will not touch you any more.' Then she said, 'May the king please remember the Lord your God, so that the avenger of blood will not continue to destroy, otherwise they will destroy my son.' And he said, 'As the Lord lives, not one hair of your son shall fall to the ground.' Then the woman said, 'Please let your servant speak a word to my lord the king.' And he said, 'Speak.' The woman said, 'Why then have you planned such a great thing against the people of God? For in speaking this word, the king is like one who is guilty, in that the king does not bring back his banished one. For we surely die, and are like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up. Yet God does not take away life, but makes plans so that the banished one will not be cast out from him. Now then, the reason I have come to speak this word to my lord the king is that the people have made me afraid. So your servant said, 'Let me now speak to the king. Perhaps the king will perform the request of his slave. For the king will listen, to save his slave from the hand of the man who would eliminate both me and my son from the inheritance of God.' Then your servant said, 'Please let the word of my lord the king be comforting. For as the angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and evil. And may the Lord your God be with you.' Then the king answered and said to the woman, 'Please do not hide anything from me that I am about to ask you.' And the woman replied and said, 'Let my lord the king please speak.' So the king said, 'Is the hand of Joab with you in all of this?' And the woman replied, 'As your soul lives, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. Indeed, it was your servant Joab who commanded me, and it was he who put all these words in the mouth of your servant. In order to change the appearance of things, your servant Joab has done this thing. But my lord is wise, like the wisdom of the angel of God, to know all that is on the earth.' Then the king said to Joab, 'Behold now, I will certainly do this thing. Go then, bring back the young man Absalom.' And Joab fell on his face to the ground, prostrated himself, and blessed the king. Then Joab said, 'Today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, my lord the king, in that the king has performed the request of his servant.' So Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. However, the king said, 'He shall return to his own house, but he shall not see my face.' So Absalom returned to his own house, and did not see the king's face. Now in all Israel there was no one as handsome as Absalom, so highly praised, From the sole of his foot to the top of his head, there was no impairment in him. And when he cut the hair of his head, and it was at the end of every year that he cut it, because it was heavy on him, so he cut it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels by the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born 3 sons, and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of beautiful appearance. Now Absalom lived 2 full years in Jerusalem, yet he did not see the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab, to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. So he sent word again, a second time, but he would not come. Therefore he said to his servants, "See, Joab's plot is next to mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire." So Absalom's servants set the plot on fire. Then Joab got up, came to Absalom at his house, and said to him, "Why have your servants set my plot on fire?" Absalom answered Joab, "Behold, I sent for you, saying, 'Come here,' so that I may send you to the king to say, 'Why have I come from Geshur? It would be better for me to still be there.' Now then, let me see the king's face, and if there is guilt in me, he can have me executed." So when Joab came to the king and told him, he summoned Absalom. Then Absalom came to the king and prostrated himself with his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom. Now it came about after this that Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses, and 50 men to run ahead of him. And Absalom used to rise early and stand beside the road to the gate. And when any man who had a lawsuit was to come before the king for judgment, Absalom would call out to him and say, "From what city are you?" And he would say, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "See, your claims are good and right, but you have no one to listen to you on the part of the king." Moreover, Absalom would say, "Oh, that someone would appoint me judge in the land. Then every man who has a lawsuit or claim could come to me, and I would give him justice." And whenever a man approached to prostrate himself before him, he would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. Absalom dealt this way with all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel. Now it came about at the end of 4 years that Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go and pay my vow which I have made to the Lord in Hebron. For your servant made a vow while I was living in Geshur in Aram, saying, 'If the Lord will indeed bring me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord.'" The king said to him, "Go in peace." So he got up and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" Then 200 men went with Absalom from Jerusalem, who were invited and went innocently, for they did not know anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city Gilo, while he was offering the sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people continually increased with Absalom. Then a messenger came to David, saying, "The hearts of the people Israel are with Absalom." So David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Arise, and let's flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Go quickly, or he will hurry and overtake us, and bring disaster on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword." Then the king's servants said to the king, "Behold, your servants will do whatever my lord the king chooses." So the king left, and all his household with him. But the king left 10 concubines behind to take care of the house. The king left, and all the people with him. And they stopped at the last house. Now all his servants passed by beside him, and all the Sherethites, all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men who had come with him from Gath, passed by before the king. Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why should you go with us too? Return and stay with your king, since you are a foreigner, and an exile as well. Return to your place. You came only yesterday, so should I make you wander with us today, while I go wherever I go? Return and take your brothers back. Mercy and truth be with you. But Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, wherever my lord the king may be, whether for death or for life, there assuredly shall your servant be. Then David said to Ittai, Go and cross over the brook Kidron. So Ittai the Gittite crossed over with all his men and all the little ones who were with him. Luke 13. Now on that very occasion, there were some present who reported to him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus responded and said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, just because they have suffered this fate? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or do you think that those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them were worse offenders than all the other people who live in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree, which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came to look for fruit on it, and did not find any. And he said to the vineyard keeper, Look, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, Sir, leave it alone for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine. But if not, cut it down. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over double and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, Woman, you are freed from your sickness. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood up straight again and began glorifying God. But the synagogue leader, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd in response, There are 6 days which work should be done, so come during them and get healed, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites, does each of you on the Sabbath not untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham as she is, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not have been released from this restraint on the Sabbath day? And as he said this, all his opponents were being humiliated, and the entire crowd was rejoicing over all the glorious things being done by him. So he was saying, What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and threw into his own garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the sky nested in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 sata of flour until it was all leavened. And he was passing through one city and village after another, teaching and proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin standing outside and knocking on the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he then will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from. Then you will begin saying, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And yet he will say, I do not know where you are from. Leave me, all you evildoers. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham, Isaac, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves being thrown out. and they will come from east and west, and from north and south, and will recline at the table of the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some first who will be last. At that very time, some Pharisees approached, saying to him, Go away and leave this place, because Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, Go and tell that fox, Behold, I am casting out demons and performing healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I reach my goal. Nevertheless, I must go on my journey today, and tomorrow, and the next day, for it cannot be that a prophet would perish outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets, and stones those who have been sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, just as a hen gathers her young under her wings, and you were unwilling. Behold, your house is left to you desolate, and I say to you, you will not see me until you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. First Peter 5. Therefore, I urge elders among you, as your fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and one who is also a fellow partaker of the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not with greed, but with eagerness, nor yet as domineering over those assigned to your care, but by proving to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time, having cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares about you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brothers and sisters who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, our faithful brother, for so I regard him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to you all who are in Christ. Proverbs 20:21-30. An inheritance gained in a hurry at the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. A man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can a person understand his way? It is a trap for a person to say carelessly, It is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king scatters the wicked, and drives a threshing wheel over them. The spirit of a person is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being. Loyalty and truth watch over the king, and he upholds his throne by loyalty. The glory of young men is their strength, and the honor of old men is their gray hair. Bruising wounds clean away evil, and blows cleanse the innermost parts. Psalm 119:113-128. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Leave me, you evildoers, so that I may comply with the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Sustain me so that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like impurities. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles from the fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be a guarantor for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your graciousness, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, so that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments. Above gold, yes, above pure gold. Therefore, I carefully follow all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way.